Now it's your turn. Where's Betty?
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo. Once more. Where's Betty?
Peekaboo.
Oh, I like the times best when you take it down.
Oh, and I'm there again.
Just a minute, I want to show you something.
Okay. Wonder what?
It's a balloon.
Oh, a balloon.
Could you blow it up for me?
Surely. Pretty.
Now, would you let the air out?
Already?
Yes, there's something I want to ask you. Now, where's all the air that was inside?
It's out in this air now.
You mean it's all part of the big air?
That's it.
Well, what about your air?
My air inside me?
Mm-hmm. What if you blow all your air out? Then you won't have any left, just like the balloon.
People aren't like balloons, Daniel. When we blow air out, we get some more back in. Watch. I'll blow air out.
Oh. Oh. What does assassination mean?
Have you heard that word a lot today?
Yes. And I didn't know what it meant.
Well, it means somebody getting killed in a sort of surprise way.
That's what happened, you know. That man killed that other man.
I know, and a lot of people are talking about it right now.
Too many people are talking about it.
A lot of people are sad and scared about it, you know.
I'd rather talk about it some other day.
Whenever you like. Did you know that X and Lady Elaine are going to have a picnic today? Would you like to come?
I don't feel too much like a picnic today.
I can understand that. When you feel sad sometimes, you don't feel like a picnic.
I'll just stay here with my balloon.
But I need to go, Daniel. Because X and Lady Elaine are expecting me, and if I don't come, they might get scared. But it won't be a very long picnic. Will you be right here when I get back?
Oh, sure. I'll be staying close to home.
Oh, good. Then I'll meet you here.
Good.
Here's your balloon.
Thank you. Hi, balloon.
And Daniel.
Yeah.
Ugga mugga.
Ugga mugga. Thanks for blowing up my balloon. Have a good picnic.
Thank you.
So a picnic isn't the way for everybody to cope with it. No. But it was X's and Lady Elaine's idea, so it is their way. But Daniel had a different way. You see how concerned he was about all the air coming out of Lady Aberlin? There are some very young children who feel that the person is just like a tube. And if there isn't enough that goes in the top and too much comes out the bottom, then the person won't be anymore. I've been terribly concerned about the graphic display of violence which the mass media has been showing recently. And I plead for your protection and support of your young children. There is just so much that a very young child can take without it being overwhelming to him. I've been very frankly quite concerned about it, and that's one of the reasons that I wanted to talk with you today. The best thing in the world is for your children to be included in your family ways of coping with the problems that present themselves any time, but particularly now in this very difficult time in our nation. There are those who will find a great comfort in being able to sit and watch a television mass of a funeral. So long as it is included in the family, this I feel is extremely appropriate. For other families, maybe a walk by a river, a walk in a favorite place. For others, maybe just a strong arm around the body of a small child as you rock. I'm really grateful to be able to work with you. And I feel that it is work together, you know, in caring for our children. I always say to the children, you've made this day a special day by just your being you. And you have. I care deeply about you and your families. I hope you know that. Goodbye.